Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bird Show.
When you have a lot of competitive people in a family, game night can turn ugly real, real fast. So we want to know what went down or what went wrong during your family's game night or your friend's game night. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746.
Oof.
And producer Amber is going to kick it off for us.
All right, so I'm going to let you guys know, I love game night. That's like one of my favorite things to do with friends and family. It's cheap, it's a good time, and usually alcohol is involved, you know. Recently, my cousin Mello and my best friend Wesley, y'all met him. We have been just having these random impromptu game nights. I went on Amazon and bought like three different types of Unos. We got Uno Dare, Uno, and that's the one you like do like random dares that pop up out of nowhere. It's crazy. And then there's Uno No Mercy. There's a draw 10 card in there.
Oh.
So no mercy, bro. Like, and then there's like giant Uno. It's like a regular Uno, but it's just really huge cards. So we're just going having a good time. And then I remember we were playing another game. It's called Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, I think is what it's called. And the object of the game is to put down a card, and whatever the card says, you have to say Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza in order. So each card, one of the cards is going to, when you put down like a cat and you say cat, that means you got to hit the card. You know, it's kind of like, it's a lot of fun. Anyways, we're playing that game. Things got kind of crazy. I may or may have not jammed my cousin's finger playing that game.
Okay, wow.
It got crazy.
I got real injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm assuming,
right, I'm assuming that if anybody calls in, we all know Uno is a crazy game. Things can get real. But spades, obviously, that game can get real. But the one that people are sleeping on, spoons.
I love spoons.
Spoons.
I love spoons so bad.
Spoons. Yes. Remind me, what is spoons?
I'm only familiar with forks.
Or sporks, maybe.
Yeah.
Spoons is fire. So pretty much you have a deck of playing cards. And what you do is you have... I think at least three people or more playing is a good way to play.
At least. So yeah. However many people you have, you have that many spoons minus one. So if you got 10 people playing, you have 9 spoons lined up in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And then one person starts and you hold a card. You always have to have 2 cards in your hand.
No, 4 cards.
Oh, we've always done 2.
Oh, you know what? I guess it's home rules.
Yep.
House rules.
So 2 or 4.
Fighting starting already.
Yeah.
2 or 4. And so you go around and like you keep drawing. And what you're trying to get is 4 of a kind.
Mm-hmm. 4 of the same card.
Or for us, we were doing 2 of a kind. So 4 of a kind. So as soon as you get 4 of a kind, you grab a spoon. And then as soon as you grab a spoon, everybody else has to grab a spoon. Whoever doesn't get a spoon, they're out. You take a spoon out.
Like musical chairs.
Yes.
Okay,
but more
it.
Violent.
And you can fake people out. So if you go in and somebody grabs a spoon and you don't really have 4 of a kind, they're out.
When I was in college, we played spoons, and I was dating this hot chick. She was so hot. Oh, my God. Anyways, we're playing spoons. I got, like the 4-3 or something, but I subtly grabbed it. I did one of these numbers, but everybody kept playing, and I'm just sitting there with the spoon in my hand, like, So then everybody starts to reach for the spoons because they realize what happened, and somebody accidentally, hit the spoon, like, it just kind of went flying, and so I tried to help my girlfriend at the moment and try to, push it towards her so she can get a spoon. Accidentally punched her in the chest.
Yeah. Accidentally touched her breasts.
Yeah. Oops.
All right. Sarah, welcome to the Bird Show. Let's try to be delicate about this because it's still a little bit early. But what went wrong during your game night?
So Monopoly is never fun for families to play because tensions get high, just like Uno. I was the only single one in a group of couples playing, and some couples were, instead of trading properties, trading piano lessons. Different things relating to musical lessons. And so,
in front of everybody?
I ended up winning, so, I mean, I didn't trade anything, but I ended up winning, so yay. But it was definitely interesting. There was parts where people were, like, tired of playing, so they gave their property to one of their couples, and then other people were getting mad, and I was like, no, it's just merger and acquisitions, like, totally part of capitalism. So, yeah.
People who have never listened to the show are so confused right now.
Monopoly with special favors.
Were the favors in front of everybody?
No, it was for them later. In the night.
All right.
It makes me a little better.
That's two different games.
Right. Yes, it is. I don't know if that's going wrong as it's so much as is it going right.
Be like, I don't know where the thimble went.
It's in the bedroom. Rachel, there's something about Monopoly that makes people go crazy. Hey, Rachel, how did game night go wrong for you playing Monopoly?
So it was another Monopoly night for my family. We had all been playing this hardcore game of Monopoly for about a week. Oh. And it was every night we were getting back to this game. And the whole game, my son had the game. He was winning every single night. And so the last night, I finally, he had the Park Place card, and I had finally won it, which was going to take the game from him, and he refused. He took the card. He's like, no, this is my card. I'm not handing it over. It's mine. He was so petty about the whole thing. Like, he went to his room, and he wouldn't talk to me for, a day.
How old is he?
He was, like, 7 at the time.
But you know what you have to do on his wedding day. That's the gift you have to give him as a Park Place card.
Oh, I love that.
Because that is that's a memory that he's never going to be able to live down.
But it's actually property this time. It's not the other.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I have a question for you guys. Have any of you ever finished a game of Monopoly?
No.
Never even tried to.
No. Never finished it. How are they playing every night?
No, literally. My family, we weren't board game people, so I don't even know if I started a game of Monopoly.
But that's how they were able to finish, because you play, you leave the board where it is with all the stuff, and you go back every night until
like
you can wrap it up.
Okay. Here, Bird Show.